You're about to hear Tract or Fiction. Tract or Fiction, this one is called Humbug. The idea here is that we read a tract, so to speak, of work of Jack Chick, and then we discuss it afterwards. We haven't actually talked to the people we're going to discuss about it, but I believe that we've got a special treat for everyone tonight. We've shipped in a complete cast of Shakespearean-trained actors from England who all have impeccable British accents because they're from Britain, of course. And I believe that in addition to that, we've also got two amazingly smart British people to do the debate, so it's quite good. So now we've got the British actors in the studio. Hello, British actors!
Hello!
Hello!
I didn't hear an H in the bunch. It was perfectly British. Thank you very much. All right, so we're going to begin this wonderful tract called Humbug, or as the British would say, I guess, Umbug. I don't know.
We begin a long time ago in a country far, far away. Thank God I'm not from there. England. Ebenezer Scrooge, an important financier, works in his accounting house with his assistant, Bob Cratchit.
Mr. Scrooge, may I please go home? It's so very late, and my family is waiting for me.
Why?
To celebrate the birth of Christ, sir. You know, manger?
I don't know what you're talking about, Cratchit. My world is finance, not fairy tales.
It's hardly a fairy tale, Mr. Scrooge.
It's humbug. Don't contradict me, Cratchit.
Your eternal destiny hangs on that story, sir.
And how, pray tell, could my eternal destiny possibly hang in the story of a baby? I think you're daft, Cratchit.
Mr. Scrooge, that child was the creator of the universe in the form of flesh.
You realize what you're saying, Cratchit. Why in heaven's God bother with insignificant man? Man is rotten to the core. Man is a blight upon the bloody earth.
What coincidence, Mr. Scrooge? The word of God says the same thing.
Oh, it does it?
Yes, the Bible says there is none righteous. No, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Isn't that rather severe, Mr. Cratchit? I don't like those verses. Cratchit!
Will God judge me for my sins? Thank you.
Oh, yes, Mr. Scrooge. We see your entire life in review.
Good night, Cratchit.
Read this, sir. I'm sure it will show you how to avoid God's wrath.
I said good night, Cratchit!
Good night, sir.
Stuffing the little pamphlet into his pocket, Scrooge hurries along on his way, while Cratchit heads to the butcher's.
Is my beautiful goose ready?
Such as it is, Bob. Too bad you couldn't afford this beauty over here. Cratchit, I don't see how you can feed your family on that meager salary. Scrooge is a miser and a cruel brute.
Oh, God always takes care of us.
Out on the streets, Cratchit's two children look longingly into the window of the toy store, their grubby little faces and hands pressed right against the glass.
Oh, such beautiful toys.
I just love that doll.
My little one's window shopping.
We know we're poor, Father, but it doesn't hurt to look, does it?
Not at all, Tiny Tim.
Oh, Father, they're so beautiful.
We may not have a lot of toys, Father, but at least we have each other.
That's right, Tim.
Soon, the very British trio arrives at their small British home.
Isn't it a lovely goose, my dear?
Yes, Bob. It's so big, I'll have to cook the goose in the stuffing.
Oh, Mother, you're so funny.
Oh, how I thank God for each of you, and I love you all.
We love you too, Father.
How about a cheer for my wonderful employer, Mr. Scrooge?
I'm sorry, Bob. I despise that mean old man. I can't help it.
Mama, shouldn't we pray for Mr. Scrooge?
Meanwhile, blocks away.
Oh dear, here comes Mr. Scrooge. I pray that he's in a good mood.
Why did Cratchit quote those verses at me? I hate him for it. My old mentor and musical idol, Bob Marley, he's been dead for 25 years. But I wish he could come back and prove Cratchit wrong. Bloody hell!
It's Mr. Scrooge, excuse me.
What?
Mr. Scrooge, I've been quite ill. Could you please extend my loan for 10 more days?
No! Mrs. Cooper, not one for more minute. You can expect foreclosure, madam.
God will get you for that.
When Scrooge arrives back home, he is quite rattled.
Oh, it's good to be home. What's going on? My door knocker is changing.
Indeed. Even as Scrooge looked on, a lion's head morphed like some cheesy early 90s CGI special effect into the head of the devil himself!
I hear reggae. Good heavens, I'm losing my mind. I'm going right to bed. I'll feel safe under the covers. Have a good night's sleep. I'll forget all this humbug.
At that exact moment, across town, in the Cratchit Cratchit's small but very British home, Tiny Tim kneels by his bedside, his hands clasped together.
Dear Lord, please save Mr. Scrooge.
And the Queen.
And soon, back in Scrooge's very British bedchamber, an old man wearing heavy iron chains and locks clatters his way into the room.
It's Scrooge! Scrooge, man! Wake up! It's me, Marley!
Marley? Where did you come from and how did you turn white all of a sudden?
I died in my sins, man. Now I'm waiting for doomsday when God will condemn me forever.
Marley, what about me? What about my Rastafarian beliefs?
You're gonna be worse off than I am, Scrooge. I'll see you soon.
As Marley disappeared into a British puff of puffiness and the blast of reggae music, Scrooge thought back on his own deeds.
I begged you for your help, and you laughed!
You ruined me, Scrooge.
You have no mercy.
My child starves because of you.
I hope you're happy with the life you've chosen.
God will get you for that.
Cratchit put something in my pocket. He said it would save me from God's wrath. Where is it? Oh, God, there it is. I found it. It say, if I receive Jesus as my personal savior, I will miss God's wrath and finally understand the truth behind the legend album. You died for me on the cross. Oh, dear Jesus. I do receive you, I do. I abandon my pot-smoking ways. Please save me. I believe you died for me on the cross. Please forgive me and own me wickedness. I'm sorry. I so sorry, man. Lord, you have set me free now. I feel clean and wonderful. What shall I do now, man?
As the sun rose over the dirty London houses, a sunbeam pierced its way through Scrooge's overly British windows. And even though it's totally stupid, Scrooge somehow felt the sunbeam was God's way of saying,
make restitution, drop that doobie, and get rid of the Jamaican accent.
I will, man. I'll make up for all the wicked things I've done, Lord. I'll drive on the left side, and I'll jerk the chicken and fry it at the same time, man.
Pausing only to bathe and dress himself. Thank God for everyone he's going to see that day. Scrooge flew with all haste to the butcher's.
Hey, man. Quick, give me that big goose with all the goodies on the list. What a wonderful day here that Jah has given us.
Is that you, Mr. Scrooge?
No, my friend. The old Scrooge is dead. I become a brand new man when I receive Jah in my life.
And over at the toy shop,
I want all these presents taken to Bob Cratchit right away. I don't care about no cost. For Jah provide the bread.
Yes, sir. Where did you get that crazy accent here in London?
Then over at Mrs. Cooper's place.
Mrs. Cooper, please forgive me. No, woman, no cry. You're bet it has been cancelled.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Scrooge. God bless you.
Oh, he has, man. Mrs. Cooper, he has. I got cougar hands in my stash tonight.
And finally,
something special
God
in my stocking. And Cratchit, I'm come for you, man. I got presents for all of your children, and I'm doubling your salary.
Yo, what, sir? Thank you, sir.
I can't believe it.
And Mrs. Cratchit, here's something for you. The biggest goose I ever had.
Oh, Mr. Scrooge, it's beautiful. You must join us for dinner.
Oh, I love my doll.
And now is Tiny Tim.
I've been praying for you, Mr. Scrooge.
Thank you, Tiny Tim. God answer your prayer. He the man upstairs. Job, Bob, we get Tiny Tim. The finest doctors in all of Jamaica.
Thank you, Mr. Scrooge.
Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim will get well soon.
But Mr. Scrooge, where is your present?
Oh, I got it in me stocking, man. God, he provide me with some beautiful herb. I got a God's wonderful gift, man. I got eternal life, and when I receive Jah is me savior. Now I love everybody. It's a one love, man, and I have peace.
Oh, Mr. Scrooge, I'm so glad that you're going to heaven.
So am I, child. So am I.
God bless us, everyone.
Yes, Tiny Tim. Yes. Damn right. No woman, no
that,
God.
Oh, my goodness.
One love. One heart.
Wait, I think that line was stolen. I definitely think that last line that Tiny Tim said.
All right. Hear the children crying?
It's in the public domain.
My goodness.
How he went from being British right to Jamaican to Irish back to Jamaican.
So, how... That was amazing.
Oh, count the accents.
That was a very, very bizarre version of a Christmas carol.
I
maybe the best, maybe the worst. One of the two. So, there's a lot of laughter in the studio. That's because we're unprofessional. Okay, what we're debating is whether this this here version of a Christmas Carol, sort of based on Charles Dickens' work, is the true one, is right about this whole Jesus thing. All right, sir, what's your name?
I'm the Vampire Lestat.
Vampire Lestat. I believe he's from France.
That's just a popular rumor.
Okay, okay, so you're from Britain. Confirm or deny?
I beg your pardon.
You're from Britain?
Yes, actually okay. From Britain.
And you, sir?
I'm Scotty McO'Cleary.
Scotty McO'Cleary. What are your qualifications, Scotty? All right. Let's find out which of them is for this argument and which is against it.
Flip the coin, lad!
And here we are. Oh, sir, you believe this is 100% correct, Mr. McO'Cleary?
Aye.
And Mr. Lestat, you...
Mr. The Vampire Lestat, please.
Which part is your first name?
Hmm?
Which part is your first name?
The.
So, Mr. Vampire Lestat.
Yes.
Is it hyphenated?
What kind of name is that?
It's a better name than you, Mr. Generic ethnic names.
That's quite a biting slur. All right, let's begin. Attacker goes first. Attacker, attack.
Now, let's see here. Eternal life is promised if I accept Jesus. That's plainly not true. I, for instance, have never accepted Jesus in my life. All 500 years of it.
So you're saying you don't have to accept Jesus to get eternal life?
Precisely.
And your proof is that you've never died?
Yes.
I could say the same thing.
There you go.
I lied to me too. I'm not dead yet.
But did you accept Jesus?
Aye.
Equally persuasive.
Over a pint of ale.
Oh, come now.
You accepted him over a pint of ale as in you were drinking, or you, somebody said Jesus or a pint of ale and you said Jesus?
Come on. Do you really think I would pick Jesus over a pint of ale?
I couldn't tell you. I never drink ale.
What do you drink?
Not ale. That's for certain.
Aye, why don't you drink ale? What do you drink, some wine?
Come now, I'm the Vampire Lestat guy. What do you think I drink?
Guy? Lad!
Okay, so you're a little boy. Precisely.
All right, so this debate is quite heated. All right, we have an expert right over there. Madam, I believe you're an expert. Tell us what you're an expert in so that we can hear your expertise.
I'm an expert in ant farming.
Okay.
Excellent.
You know, I'm going to fire my producer. Okay, how does ant farming relate to this tract?
Well, I imagine that the ants have probably accepted Jesus because they live a while and do good things.
Right on for the ants.
Yeah.
Okay, so, can you get Ronnie on the phone? I think I want to fire. No, please, serious. I'm serious. Call Ronnie. Okay, I believe, actually, we have Charles Dickens on the line. Charles Dickens on the line, direct from the afterworld. Mr. Dickens, are you there? Can you hear me?
Why, yes,
Oh, it's a very clear line. I'm glad. Yeah. Yes, okay. Mr. Dickens. Oh, there we go. Oh, it's a little hazy there.
Pardon that. You see, it's
are you on
tough,
a cellular
broadcasting from beyond the grave?
Oh, is this? Do they get cellular Verizon? I don't know. It doesn't matter. The point is, listen. We have a guy here who says that Christmas Carol is really about accepting Jesus in your life, and then another guy who's saying it's about vampires. What do you think, sir? You wrote it and everything.
Well, I truly think that is quite a excuse the phrase here. A crackpot interpretation.
Which one? The vampire one or the Jesus one?
Well, bloody hell. Vampires?
Bloody. He said bloody.
Oh, come now.
So
Charlie! Charlie! It's Lestat! Where's that $5 you owe me, Chuck, huh? What's the deal?
I invited you to the writer's luncheon. Was that not enough, Lestat?
Oh, come now, Chuck. $5 is $5.
I even snuck in Louis for you. Is that not enough?
Okay, maybe sneaking in Louis was enough.
Don't
be a jerk about it, Chuck.
All right. It sounds like Mr. Dickens is breaking up. Okay, we're taking that off the air. I'm taking him off. Sorry about that, static everyone. But that was Charles Dickens. I have it assured. Fortunately, Ronnie did book him before he booked the ant girl. So, All right, we're gonna find out. Any closing arguments, Sir Attacker?
500 years without Jesus and still glowing.
Ding. Oh, oh, oh! That's what you think.
What? Who on earth is that?
Vampire, have you no shame for Christmas? I've come to kick ass and eat candy canes, and I'm all out of candy canes this year. Bring it on, Dark One! Oh, oh, Santa, fight!
Aye!
Good.
Oh, come
bring
on,
and fight!
Let's
bring
go.
And fight!
Fuck ass!
Bring it!
Oh, oh
you remember
God.
Me from Mexico City, Santa?
Oh, pitch you devil, you! I'll get both of you!
It is time for round two, Santa!
Oh my goodness, oh my goodness, it looks like Santa's
do you
got a...
smell what I, Scott
I'm taking
is cooking?
Bets. I'm taking bets!
Your Christmas is about to become horrible!
Santa's picking up the folding chair. Oh, the vampire stat took it right in the head.
Headlock.
Oh, I look at... Oh,
like vampire
he's grabbing a hold of him in a headlock.
Oh, he's got the devil in a headlock.
Ah!
Oh, he just snapped the devil's head off.
Oh,
there's blood all over the whole studio.
Oh, oh Santa undefeated.
And vampire Lestat's licking it up all over the place.
Somebody help me, my water just broke.
And there's a pregnant lady here. Ant girl, deliver the baby.
Oh, my,
oh
God,
my goodness.
The king has been killed.
All right. Things are pretty hectic. I gotta figure out who won this fight.
Wait, you said the word fight. That's today's secret word.
What I missed?
Actually, you missed the whole debate, and actually, Mr. Mick O'Clary here won the debate.
Let's drink a pint of ass.
God!
If you want to.
Everyone, that was a satanic sacrifice because he killed the devil.
And that was a slap in God's
slap
face.
In God's face.
All right. Well, congratulations, Mr. Mick O'Clary. Sorry,
you.
Mr. Vampire Lestat. And hopefully you'll all come back for our next debate next year when we talk about whether cows can be turned into vampires.
Yes.
I think they can. All right. We heard it right from the horse's mouth.
Everybody, hey.
Yes?
I don't say nasty things about you, bloodsack.
Everyone.
You just called him a bloodsack. That might be considered nasty.
Everyone
else is the truth. He is a sack of blood.
Hi, having a baby over here.
Oh,
he's got even more blood.
We've already sent the ants up to pull the baby out. We've sent the ants up to pull the baby out. Relax.
Ow.
It doesn't hurt.
Do you feel a little tickling up that ass?
They can carry a lot of weight. They're pulling them out. Relax. Everything's going to be fine.
I see a head and a neck.
All right, everybody. Speaking on behalf of the Vampire Lestat, Mr. Mick O'Clary, the pregnant lady, the ant girl, the random girl who walked in halfway through, Charles Dickens, and in fact Santa Claus, and the dead devil, I'd like to wish you all a happy holidays and enjoy your personal beliefs, even if we've proven them wrong on the show.